Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers' world. Game is healthy, game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is that... Is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Kincaid and Dallas. Go back in the basement. Nobody likes you. You have no friends.
He was digging out the raspberry, and I was eating the frosting.
Ooh, he is so fine.
Gosh, what time is the deposition?
Kincaid and Dallas.
How you doing?
To wake the kitty up.
Right.
Oh, come on, wake the kitty up. Kitty, kitty, kitty.
Save that. All right, good morning. Welcome to Monday. It's the 29th of April. Kincaid, Dallas, producer Amanda, and Garrett.
Lord, tomorrow's the last day of April.
Sure is.
Good grief.
I know.
How'd that happen?
Don't know.
I don't even know.
We're busy doing stuff, living our lives. No idea. How were your weekends?
My weekend was great. Was out at Rick Hendrick on Saturday and met some wonderful listeners.
Cool.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Did you meet any who weren't so wonderful?
Right.
Hi, Dallas. I listen, but I'm not a wonderful person. I'm going to go now. No?
No.
No, good.
No.
That's good.
No, actually, all the ones that I met were very nice.
I love it.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Amanda, how was your weekend?
It was good. Saturday, I was at a golf event, a golf tournament with Hunter's family. And yesterday, I went to Taste of Marietta.
Nice. Look at you doing things.
It was good. I think I got like 30,000 steps in just Saturday and Sunday. I was walking all over the place.
I thought you were going to say, I think I went $30,000 in debt this weekend.
Maybe. Wow. I might
you.
Have. I don't know.
It's great. Garrett, man, what'd you end up doing with the weekend?
Oh, man. Let's see. On Saturday, I went and got drunk at a tiki bar.
Nice.
Cool.
And then we went and saw that new movie where Zendaya plays tennis and has two boyfriends. It's really good.
I want to see it so bad.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
It feels like it's very sensual.
Oh, yeah. It's a sexy movie. Mm. You can save that if you want. And then
it's hard to wrap your head around that, too, because
sexy.
We've all known her to be the child actor.
Uh-huh.
And now
not
she
me.
Is.
Not if you've seen Euphoria.
Yeah, But I'm talking about like where she started, and it's like, oh my.
Yeah.
And then I remember on Dancing with the Stars, she was so cute and innocent, and she's like, whoa, now she's out there.
When she was introduced to the pop realm, I was in New York City, and I was introduced to her randomly. Never introduce anybody to anybody in an elevator. I'm in an elevator, and somebody from her record label came in, and Mike, and he goes, Kincaid, this is Zendaya. I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been saying your name wrong. I've been calling you Zendaya.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. And she's like, oh, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, no, it does matter.
It's your
name.
Does
she's
it.
Like, that's what she said. Everybody does it. It's fine. Call me whatever you want. I'm like, no.
I would like to meet her. I bet she's really sweet.
She seemed nice. At least in the elevator, she seemed very nice.
Yeah.
And that was my Zendaya elevator experience.
What'd you do Sunday?
Oh, I sat in my recliner all day and read.
Oh, okay.
You know, for
gotcha.
You.
Learning how to read. I had a great time with my friends Garrett and off-air Marcus on Friday. We went to fancy restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
That was cool. That was a lot of fun on Friday. And my favorite thing is how we boldly, I knew that I was. This place is so fancy. We go here twice a year because they have this amazing seafood tower. And it's nearby, so it's convenient. And we treat ourselves. They've got a dress code that I blatantly ignore.
Were you wearing shorts?
Shorts and a short sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
But yet.
Like, maybe that's only a dinner.
I would hope, because it was pretty casual at lunch.
Well, they have never kicked you out.
They've never kicked me out. No.
I think I've worn shorts there, too.
You have.
It doesn't seem like they care that much.
Break them all. And again, we're not fancy restaurant people, but we treat ourselves like twice a year.
Yeah.
We go and do it up at the Seafood Tower. And that was cool. Would you like to hear how I got taken over the weekend? I got had. I got ripped off. And I made a mistake, and it's my fault for not reading the fine print.
Oh, no.
I got so excited when I saw from Sweden a MacBook Pro, used MacBook Pro with an M2 processor and 512 gigs memory on that, on the SSD. $221.
That's like, too good to be true.
No, you didn't get had. You're just an idiot.
This is a
deal.
That
was your own fault.
Amanda, here's the thing.
Who has ever seen a MacBook Pro for $200 and said, yeah?
Here's the thing.
That's legit.
Here's the thing. Normally they put parts only in the subject, and I read everything.
Was this on eBay?
Yes.
Gotcha.
On the fourth, this was hidden. I mean, hidden as far as you could hide something. Parts only. So
you bought it?
They gotcha.
Which means that this is probably a stolen MacBook Pro that is locked, which it's a doorstop. Nothing can be done with it unless you literally want to use it for. Parts only.
Yeah, or a doorstop.
Did you buy it?
I did.
When's it supposed to get here?
From Sweden. It's got to go through customs.
Oh, can I take it out and shoot it? I've been wanting to shoot something.
Let me throw it off the parking deck.
Yeah, I want to shoot something.
Yes, and how about you shoot it first, and you can take what's left and throw it off the parking deck.
Okay.
Perfect. That'll make me feel good. That'll make me feel really... Let's waste it.
Okay.
I love it.
It'll be worth it.
Perfect. Welcome to the day. It's a Monday morning. We got a lot going on this morning. It's a big show. This morning's My Little Secret will make your head spin. We were just going around the room talking about her, but wait for later on. There's a lot of weird things, including this woman in Utah who overstepped her bounds so much that there's she's now a criminal because of it. She's been arrested because of this.
As she should have.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
The story infuriates me.
Yeah, kind of not your place, lady.
Yeah.
Kind of just leave if you're offended. All of it's on the way. Good morning.
It's Dallas's Dish.
Stagecoach happened over the weekend. There was some really incredible moments. Post Malone brought out Dwight Yoakam and Brad Paisley. Miranda Lambert rocked out with Reba McEntire. Seeing those two on stage together was pretty awesome. If you've seen any of the video highlights. Well, Eric Church surprised the Friday night crowd. He was the headliner Friday night, and he had a 75-minute nonstop, mostly gospel-influenced set that sent several concert-goers to the exits. If you see the video of the people leaving, it literally looks like there was an emergency. Mm-hmm. That's how many folks were like, I don't like it. I'm leaving. USA Today described it as a sight that could be best described as Moses parting the Red Sea.
Wow, that's harsh.
So he opened up with Hallelujah, which I got to tell you, I did not see him do that, but I would love to hear him do that. He included covers, Take Me to the River, Danny's song. He sprinkled in some hip hop with Snoop Dogg's Gin and Juice, and then Tupac's California Love, which I love both of those. He performed with an acoustic guitar. He had the 16-person choir that included his longtime collaborator, Joanna Cotton, who is
you wanna hear a song?
Amazing. So he concluded by bringing his band. They actually kind of rose from beneath the stage to join him for a few final songs. It was a seventh time playing the festival, fifth time to headline. There's so much mixed emotion about it. I have to say, as an old Southern girl and a Southern Baptist, I love the gospel stuff. I actually heard some of it on Friday, though, and I was like, wow, that's interesting. So I don't know. There was some, it was something different, that was for sure. Yeah. And when you're Eric Church, you can kind of do what you want to do.
I said it in our group message, but I think the concept itself is great.
Yeah. Like,
I think a lot of people just were expecting to jam out because it was the last show of the night.
Well, which that is part of the problem. It's 10 o'clock, everybody's drunk, and they want to rock out.
Like you said, Amanda, expectations.
But here's my thing, though, is that I've obviously never been to Stagecoach, but from what I've seen on social media, it's probably majority of people there are not hardcore country music fans. Mm-hmm. And I think if you were a serious Eric Church fan and this was something that you got, you would be thrilled. But if you're just there for fun and for Instagram and for the Stagecoach vibe,
it's a bunch of kids.
You're not going to like it because you're a bachelor influencer. Mm-hmm. If you're there because you love country music, I do think this is something you would have enjoyed.
Mm. I got to tell you, I wouldn't have left. I would have definitely stayed because it would have piqued my interest because I would have been
because you're a fan. Yeah.
Well, how much are tickets again? I would not have left either.
I would have gotten your money's worth.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't have been in that crowd of 80,000 people.
Dallas wouldn't have been there to begin with.
Jeez, that I just seeing the crowd like gave me. Almost gave me a heart attack.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
With anxiety.
It's not that. I just don't like a crowd large. Yeah. That's just too big for me.
I'll be at a music festival on Friday, Dallas. I'll be thinking of it.
Well, you just go right ahead, girl. there's a baby named Johnny Cash and another one named June Carter. They ended up being born in the same hospital in Alabama on the exact same day.
That's cute.
What?
Is that not a crazy
story?
Tell
me that the universe isn't amazing doing
that. I know. And then they actually, the nurses were able to collaborate the two families. So they met and the babies met. And Johnny Cash and June Carter.
Sweet.
I know. So crazy. Willie Nelson turns 91 today. Woo. Well, maybe tomorrow. He was born very late on the night of April 29th. So the county courthouse did not register it until April 30th. So he just says, I celebrate on both days.
All right, good.
You get two birthdays.
Yeah, I think his birthday starts around 4:20.
Sure.
Yeah. Dang, dang.
Ellen DeGeneres is addressing the toxic workplace scandal that accompanied the end of her long-running talk show. She said, I got kicked out of show business. There's no mean people in show business. She said this at a recent stand-up show in L.A. She said, the be kind girl wasn't kind. I became this one-dimensional character who gave stuff away and danced up steps. She said, I will say, 2 years later, after, you know, she's been kind of gone from the talk show world, she concluded her show after 19 seasons, and she said, they took a toll on my ego and my self-esteem.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do we want to hear any more? Would you sit and listen to a podcast or watch a special where she just talks about how she wasn't that person or have you moved on?
No, I've moved. I could care less.
Yeah.
I don't even know anything you just said. Like you were reading her statement, and it just wasn't really making any sense.
Well, she just admitted that she was a mean girl. She hasn't really come out and said that.
Her persona on her show wasn't really who she was.
Yeah, she was playing a character. Yeah.
She became that person that was giving things away and dancing up steps, but that was not really her. Mm-hmm. So it was just for the show. And Survivor host and showrunner Jeff Probst confirmed that season 50 of the show will feature all returning players. Although the landmark anniversary season is a few years away, he did admit that the planning has already begun. If you got something that big going on with Survivor, you got to start way ahead of the game.
Oh, yeah. I am so freaking excited for this.
What season are we on now?
I think it's 46 right now.
Yeah. So like I said, it's a few years away.
Maybe two and a half years.
Yeah. Okay. I'm Dallas. That's a dish.
Thank you, Dallas. Buying hot dogs saved a man's life a few days ago. We'll get to this next.
Kincaid and Dallas.
Mornings.
I think about this all the time. What if the universe hadn't put me where I needed to be at the right time to avoid an accident? You never know. Is there a reason you ran late? Is there a reason you overslept?
I always say that. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This man literally went out to get some hot dogs to grill. And him being out to go buy hot dogs meant he was not at home. And he avoided his home being destroyed by a tornado over the weekend.
Wow.
Here he is talking about, his name is Jason.
You know, I was at the gas station getting hot dogs. And it saved my life. So hot dogs saved my life. You know, count your blessings. Be glad there's no fatalities in the neighborhood, I heard. And family's safe. Stuff can be replaced. But family's everything.
The story that gets me, and I think about him every year, is I have a friend, he's a radio engineer, and he does everything. He works on equipment in the studio. He works on transmitters. He, no lie, was supposed to be on top of the World Trade Center on 9/11.
I always think about the people who, like,
had
some kind of, like,
whatever.
They stopped at the store to get cigarettes or, like, whatever.
And the story, he's never told me directly, but the guys who work with him on it, but he always would take off every year. He would take off and spend that day with his family because he made a mistake. He had an old school alarm clock sitting by his bedside. Mm-hmm. And I guess the power blinked and he set his alarm for PM instead of AM. So he overslept.
Okay.
And that saved his life.
That I see. The guy that went to get the hot dogs, he knew the tornadoes were coming because, I mean,
look outside.
Look outside. It had been going crazy in that neck of the country.
Yeah.
Like
and still decided to go get
and
hot dogs.
He still decided to go somewhere.
Yeah.
I would have not have left my house.
That was my first thought. I would have died because
you think that would be the safest place.
If there's a storm coming, the last thing I'm going to do is get in my car.
Yeah.
And he had to know it because it was all over the news what was going on in that particular area. Yeah, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
And yet he made that decision.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to get a hot dog.
Yeah.
He's going to be eating a lot of hot dogs for the rest of his life, I'll bet you.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Bless his heart, and he got home and he didn't have a grill left.
Oh.
That's so sad.
That is sad.
And you know, I was watching a lot of coverage of that over the weekend, just people, the bewildered, in shock of those who, you know, they lived, but they just saw what was left of their homes. And overwhelmingly, you see the same responses. I'm just, you know, everything can be replaced.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And even the stuff that can't be, I'm here, my family's here.
Friday afternoon, I went home and I was taking a nap, and that movie 13 Minutes with Trace Atkins was on, and it's about...
Oh, I never saw the movie.
Yeah, okay. It's where a town gets destroyed by a tornado. And I was like, oh, it's just, that is like one thing I'm so terrified of. Mm-hmm. It scares me to death.
Absolutely. Completely switching gears to something that honestly is so incredibly stupid compared to what we were just talking about. But yet, you know, you're brought up to believe things. Your parents tell you things when you're little. And I remember one of the things my mom would do, she would tell me if I was a kid, surprise, surprise, that did not like bathing or showering when I was 4 and 5 years old. So my mom would say that if I didn't shower, I was going to get really sick. And that I was going to get a tummy ache and then
what?
I wouldn't. Yeah, I was going to get really sick if I didn't shower. And my mom knew me that I would get a tummy ache and that would mean that I wouldn't be able to eat if I had a tummy ache. So I got to shower. My mom knew me.
Worst case scenario.
She knew me. Yeah, Kay's not going to be able to eat. So yeah, get in the shower. But if you thought that every morning when you shower, every night when you shower, whatever the time is, that was somehow showering daily was a health benefit. Well.
I don't like this story.
You're not going to like this story.
I don't. I've seen this story. I don't like it. I don't care.
Why doesn't Dallas like it?
Because I'm not having my
because
butt
it's
nasty.
True.
It's true.
Oh.
Kincaid and Dallas.
Morning.
These experts are saying that we only shower every day because it's a routine. It's what we've always done. And that there's no real health benefit to showering every day. Now.
Who are the experts?
Yeah. I don't know who these people are, but I don't like them.
You're telling me that you don't know... this professor from Aalborg University in Denmark. You don't know who this is?
I gotta tell you, I do not.
The guy who said that we don't shower because of our health. We shower because it's a normal thing to do. Do you know a famous Manhattan dermatologist, Dr. Jesse Rusak, who says that daily showers could strip away the skin's microbine?
Okay.
Microbine?
Sure.
That plays a very impacting role in protecting the skin and is also extremely important to the overall health of our body. Or chemist David Whitlock. You know him.
Yeah, David. Yes,
he was at your wedding. He didn't shower for 12 years. And what he did was...
What?
Yes.
Well, why did he... Why?
I'm
why?
Surprised you didn't know he was at your wedding. He smelled really strong outside. He instead opted to spray himself with good bacteria.
Ew.
So how often should you shower?
However often as you want.
Yes. Yeah, do whatever you want.
I don't care.
That's a personal thing right there.
Your body is your body. You shower if you want to shower every day. Yeah. If you don't, that's on you.
Yeah. How about you shower when you start to stink?
That's what they say, Garrett.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they said.
Ugh. Well, sometimes I don't stink, but I just feel gross.
Right.
You know?
If I've been out doing something, I have got to come in and take a shower.
Yeah.
It's weird. Even when I'm outside, like when it's a windy day and I know that Luke Bryan, it kicked the dust up. I feel like I'm covered in, you know, whatever the wind blew. So it's like, yeah, I got a shower. And then first thing in the morning, it's kind of like, to me, it's a 1-2 step waking up with that coffee. If I don't shower, I've been running late to the airport. I just didn't. I was one of those people unshowered on the plane. And I just, I felt weird. And then the plane, that's another thing too. The first thing I do if I'm traveling on vacation, I get to a hotel. I gotta get the plane smell off me. I hate the way I smell
plane
when I'm on
plane smell.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you don't notice you smell different after being on a plane for a couple hours?
No. I've never noticed that.
I feel gross, but I don't feel like I smell like the plane.
It's almost like the hibachi rule that like when you're in a hibachi, you gotta burn those clothes or immediately wash them. There's no re-wearing of hibachi clothes. And also Waffle House, same thing. Really strong smells.
I would rather smell like hibachi than a plane.
I don't think you realize.
Like hibachi kind of smells nice.
I could eat some fried rice right
Me
now.
Me too. Some veggies.
Oh, my Lord. All some veggie fried rice. That sounds so good. Man,
but I don't want to smell like 32F a day later. No.
Or can we get some veggie fried rice right now?
I might be making that for dinner.
I need it.
Well, this took a turn.
But wait, there's more. Kincaid and Dallas podcast.
When I first saw this on TikTok, I was casually scrolling and didn't understand the context. Now I get it. This Utah woman who went viral for pulling down a teenager's miniskirt in a steakhouse has been charged with sexual battery. In that viral TikTok video, the woman speaking to a large group of teenage girls as a state employee after allegedly pulling down one of their miniskirts at a Japanese steakhouse in St. George. This woman told the victim that if she has to watch, quote, her, and I'm not saying the word, but butt cheeks hanging out again, she would call Child Protective Services. So she thought that this individual was underage. Well, come to find out, not that it matters. She's 19 years old. Yeah, not
an adult.
An adult wearing a miniskirt. She later told police that she intended to file an indecent exposure report. She's since been charged with a Class A charge of sexual battery.
Have you been to the beach lately, lady? Save that, please. You know what I'm saying? Are you kidding me? It's their business.
The first time she's ever seen a mini skirt in public.
Right. Yeah. And somebody's butt cheeks. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Like, get over it. Who cares? Grow up.
I'd have poked her in the eye.
If it's not something you want to see, don't look at it.
Exactly.
And you're at like one of the best places ever, a Japanese steakhouse. We're over there on the hibachi. They're doing the train thing and they're throwing shrimp. Yeah.
They're making a volcano out of onions.
There's so much entertainment. Why are you focused on this?
About some girl's miniskirt?
Enjoy.
Are you kidding? You got to keep your nose out of the onion train.
Look at the onion train.
Somebody else's business.
Wait, there's more from Dallas.
All right, let's talk about the cheese ball train because that was happening for sure. In New York, there is a guy, and they call him the Cheeseball Man.
Why do they call him that?
Well, Garrett, he put up all...
There's too many stupid people out there.
He put all these flyers up around and said, hey, y'all come watch me and eat an entire container of cheese balls.
Okay. Wait, now, I want to watch that.
I was going to say, if you saw that flyer, what would you do?
I would go.
Yeah, well, I would go too. Yeah.
Let me tell y'all how many people showed up. A lot. If you see this video, it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe all these people went to watch him eat the cheese balls. But
save that.
But the people in Philly are saying you're just ripping off the chicken man.
Oh, did somebody else do this?
The rotisserie chicken guy?
Yeah.
Said that he was just ripping him off. But I gotta tell you that the video's really cute.
I'm watching it right now.
He's got this orange.
Did he eat all of it?
Oh, yeah.
He's wearing an orange ski mask and a cape.
Yeah, and then he goes around and he's high-fiving everybody with the cheese sauce on his hands.
Ew, oh, no. Ew, I can feel that statement.
You think he took a shower when he went home?
I hope so.
I hope he would.
So, anyway, so there were people that said, you know, this was very impressive.
I wonder if people back when I used to do this would have watched me in my car eat the entire family-sized portion of wings from the grocery store near my house that I was embarrassed to eat at home.
If only you'd videotape.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. If only.
I could have put that out there.
The Cheeseball Man could not be reached for comment.
Oh.
So I'm not sure what he had to say, but he had a ton of people show up for him.
Nobody knows who he is.
Putting his flyers up saying, hey, y'all come watch me eat these cheese balls.
Wow.
Good for him.
He's my hero.
Amanda.
A Pennsylvania priest is facing criminal charges after police said he stole thousands of dollars of church funds and used them for app store transactions like virtual slot machines, Mario Kart, Candy Crush, and Pokemon Go.
Jesus does not like that.
No. He spent over $214,000 on his Apple ID, and $44,000 of that was charged to a credit card associated with the parish.
Can't
do that.
Limit they've got. They gotta get a black card. What's going on?
The slot machines. If you're wondering which slot machines apps he was using, Cash Frenzy, Willy Wonka Vegas Casino slots, and Wizard of Oz slot machine games.
Did he win anything?
By the way, they don't award real money.
I was going to say, these are and I know this because I went there.
Wait a minute, they take real money, but they don't award
they're
real money?
They're entertainment.
Yes.
No, they're entertainment.
You do have to spend your own money to play, but you don't win real money back.
You get nothing.
What's the point?
Okay.
I don't know.
Now you can play the Mike Dennehy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hi, Mr. Dennehy.
Problem is, there's too many stupid people out there.
I will say, he did try to do some nice things. He did use some of that money to buy some gifts for his goddaughter off of Amazon. And he also paid over $10,000 back towards the credit card balance. So he did try to pay some of it off. But he still spent $44,000 of the church's own money.
Well, is he still their priest? Did they oust him? Because let me tell you something. If Gloria Turner had been in that church congregation, he would have been gone. I mean, mother would have said, you are out of here.
He is being charged with theft by unlawful taking, failing to make required disposition of funds, and accessing a device he was unauthorized to.
Wow.
Your mom was the enforcer of the church.
Oh, she was.
Yeah.
She was. Yeah, she would have had him up. She would have jerked him up by the robe and said, listen here, we need that money back right now.
He said, this is a statement from him. I am so sorry that I made this mistake, which has been any source of stress for you. I have been paying the credit card since April when this all started. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you for your patience. You're not doing road work.
Meanwhile, the interest is going.
Yeah. Thanks for your patience. I'm trying my best.
Is it true, Dallas, that at your church, that your mom, they changed the recipe for the three bean salad and your mom was not having it and she actually threatened somebody?
That is true.
Wow. Oh, wow.
That's very true. Oh,
wow. She doesn't play around.
No, Gloria did not play around when it came to the church. I told y'all she got rid of three preachers. She ran them off.
Wow. Okay, I got rid of them that way.
Yeah.
So, anyways, but wait, there's more.
Before we get to you,
yeah,
I'm sorry. Good morning, Statham. It's New Country 101.5. Heard proudly this morning in Statham. Thanks for waking up with us on New Country 101.5.
A guy in California got busted trying to cheat the carpool lane with a mannequin that looked a lot like Snoop Dogg.
Oh.
There's a picture, and yeah, it looks a lot like Snoop Dogg. So he got pulled over on Wednesday with a dummy in his passenger seat, and he had dressed it up in a black hoodie and a rubber Halloween mask. I'm assuming it's like
a Snoop Dogg
mask. Unofficially licensed Snoop Dogg mask because it looks exactly like him. And with a pair of sunglasses on there and the hood up, it kind of looks like a real guy.
Wow.
He got pulled over by the cops and they took a picture of it, the mannequin. They posted it on their Instagram. And this guy has been cited for multiple carpool lane violations. I mean, when something like this happens, it's just funny.
Yep.
It's a victimless crime.
Yep.
I saw a car the other day and they had a Michael Myers.
Hanging from the. Yeah.
They had him strapped to the headrest.
Oh, yeah.
The mask, like, oh, yeah. You know, strapped to the headrest. Because when I looked at it, I was like, oh, no. Whoa.
I'm just going to say this. It'll be a sad day in the Kincaid vehicle when the car seats go away because.
Then you won't get to ride in the HOV lane. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know how you ride in the HOV in speed.
Is that what you do, Kincaid?
Your kids will still be in the car.
Do I need to call local law enforcement?
You're riding in there without the kids in the car?
Good morning. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Don't you remember the whole conversation? And he was speeding? Yes.
Well, wait, that was it, right?
Yeah. That's it. Okay.
No, right. It's not it. We're going to go on about you.
It's our whole show without the music. Our Kincaid and Dallas podcast replay.
Imagine being invited to a wedding. This is a cousin of the family, okay? And you go, no, I can't go. I got something from work I got to do. It's a work thing. I'm going to be in a different city that weekend. I'm so sorry. You know, I'd love to be there. Only you still weren't at the wedding, but yet you showed up in the same city. And yet you were caught by a family member in this city.
Hate it when that happens.
But there's another secret on top of this. And that is what this family member decided to do once they caught this person. My little secret, it's got layers. It's next.
It's my little secret.
My little secret is I saw my brother playing high stakes blackjack in Las Vegas when he was supposed to be in Salt Lake City on a business trip. He lied to me and he lied to our entire family.
How did you know that he was going to be? Do you often talk about the places he's going to travel, or do you have the kind of relationship where you talk about, oh yeah, this weekend? Or was he supposed to be somewhere else?
A mutual friend of ours was getting married in Vegas, and I was at his bachelor party, and I was going to invite my brother to come because he's friends of both of us.
Uh-huh.
Brother says that he can't come. He's got this meeting in Salt Lake City. So I'm in Vegas. I'm playing regular blackjack. All of a sudden, I hear this distinctive voice, a voice I've known my entire life, coming from the high-stakes blackjack table. Look over. It's my brother. He's not in Salt Lake City. He is in Vegas.
That's so weird. Knowing that you were going to be, knowing, it's not like you weren't going to go if he wasn't going to go. He knew you were going to be there.
He knew I was going to be in Vegas. But I think he thought, what are the odds we would both end up in the same casino, same hotel? And so now I've got in my back pocket my brother not only lying to me, he's married, lying to me, lying to the family, lying to his wife. So I don't know what's going on. I didn't confront him.
You didn't even say anything. You didn't walk up going, bro, what the hell? None of that.
None of that. He didn't see me, but I saw him because he is has a very loud, boisterous personality.
Yes.
I know I'm a bit loud right now, but I'm just really excited that I have this
Okay, you know what I hear in your voice? I hear that you are going to eventually shake him down for something by withholding this knowledge. that this is not the end of this. You're not just going to keep it, take it with you to the grave. This seems like one day when you need it, hey, man, I know something about you that you may not know I know, but if I let your wife know, this could be really bad for you. So let me borrow your boat for the weekend.
Well, my brother, I don't know if you know my brother, but it's weird. He does have a boat. My brother is very, very well off.
There
so
it
he
is.
Can afford to be playing high stakes blackjack in Vegas. Mm-hmm. So, yes. So I'm no slouch myself, but my brother has, real estate dealings, all mm-hmm. that, very, very well off. So, and now that I know this about him, I may be a little more well off.
It would be in your best interest to let me borrow the house in Tahoe this weekend, if you know what I mean, as I know certain things.
If you know what
about
I mean, yeah.
Wow, you are extorting your own brother. Did you have a kind of upbringing where you and him were constantly trying to either one-up each other, outdo each other in sports, or just kick the crap out of each other?
Have you ever, have you ever seen Everybody Loves Raymond?
Yes.
How parents just loved Raymond, and like they didn't hate. He's Raymond. I'm Robert.
You're the Robert. That's so sad.
I am the Robert. He is the Raymond.
Hey, Deborah. He was playing high stakes blackjack.
Kincaid and Dallas in the morning.
Oh my gosh! Friday afternoon, Saturday, Sunday. The video was everywhere. Another airport rant. This woman, you might have seen it. She was at LAX before realizing she was at the wrong terminal, and she was going off and. She was angry at Delta, rebooking her flight the next day, and she missed her initial one. She demanded that Delta get her on a flight. I can't even play the sound. She was cursing so much. She then punched the counter in protest and demanded employees reach out to Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg to solve the problem.
What's he going
to
do?
Nothing. Her rant came to an end abruptly when she realized she was at the WestJet terminal, not at Delta.
Thanks. Yeah. Hello. Check yourself before you cuss everybody out.
Yeah.
I don't know what the charge is on that at the baggage claim, Dallas, but...
You know what? She doesn't even have to get a charge because she's so embarrassed. That is charge enough.
Mm-hmm. You're just screaming and like, I can't believe this. And that, yeah. Truth be told, the last moment I had like that, I was super upset because... They forgot it was the last time we ordered from like a DoorDash Uber Eats. It was a while ago. And we ordered barbecue and... They forgot my wife's food. I'm super upset. I'm like, I can't believe this. You don't have any. Aaron's like, it's fine. It's fine. I'm like, it's not fine. You don't have any food. The rest of us have food. This is awful. No, you're not going to make udon soup here. She's about to microwave some soup that we got at Costco. I'm like, no. Then I realized it was my fault when I was ordering it.
You didn't add it to the order.
I didn't add it to the order. Mm. And I didn't notice. So it's my fault. So I was like ranting and I went to go immediately. Like I feel like I'm getting back at them by going on Uber going, my food never got here. Getting the refund back when I saw it was not on the bill.
Yeah.
So it's only me.
Oh.
And I was yelling.
Wow.
I was so mad. And it was me. Yep. So Aaron had her soup and I ate crow that night.
Congratulations. Yeah. You played yourself.
I did. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
How was that crow? Did you barbecue it?
Put it in the air fryer.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
good with sweet baby rays.
Oh, honestly, it really is. If you get the right sauce
when
for it,
when you picked
good.
It up, did it go, ow!
Save that. But no, but it, like, nothing, like somehow I know, and I was talking to Aaron about this, about cursing and using curse words. It almost feels like to me, it's a release of anger that I need sometimes. I try not to do it around my kids. I really try not to, but sometimes therapeutically, I need that. I need
Mm-hmm. You need that release.
Yeah.
Just go out in the backyard and say curse words.
Oh, my neighbors.
Well, then your neighbors are going to go, what's going on over there?
Mind your business.
I'm going to go viral. But that's what I need to yell after something like that happens. Then when it's your fault, that undoes everything.
Yep.
Then you just feel
and
like
then
a moron.
You're just like, oh my gosh.
Everyone in this room, no one's ever done that. Just gone off and then realized all of the problems you had were based on something you didn't do or forgot.
Yeah, it was your fault.
I've never had a big public freak out like this. So no, not really.
What about private freak out?
I'm sure I have. None that, jump out at me.
Dallas, I can't see you're too smart.
Well,
Amanda, you're too smart too.
I try to give the benefit of the doubt till I find out kind of what the whole story is.
Do you think that
I'm not a jumping to conclusions
no,
kind of person?
No, well, I am. I'm always there. I always think I know the answer. That's anxiety, though. My anxiety needs me to jump to conclusions because if I don't know what's happening, it makes me nervous. So I have to jump to conclusions.
My dad was a jump to conclusion. I had to talk him off the ledge several times. Mm-hmm.
Did he jump to conclusions when he was hit that cow that one time?
You know, I don't know if he did or not. I'm not sure about that.
When your father Joe, when he when he hit that cow, was he mad? It was the cow's fault? Like, the cow shouldn't have been there?
Well, Kincaid, shouldn't have. He was drunk.
I know, but was he mad? Like, the cow should have known?
Yeah, he came home and said, that cow shouldn't have been in the road. Yeah,
there's no crosswalk.
He didn't say that.
No, okay.
Yeah.
I would have blamed the cow.
I think he said he probably shouldn't have had that last beer or something like that. And y'all, believe me, I am by no means saying that it's okay to drink.
Not okay, ever.
This was back in the... This was probably in the late 70s
Western
when that happened.
Western times.
Yes, in the Western times, mm-hmm. Yes. And it was just that small little community that we lived in and the little store that all the men got together at and drank.
Mm-hmm.
So, now my mother, would jump to conclusions. Let me just tell you.
Gloria?
One night, Daddy went to the VFW and she knew where he was at. And she called up there and they went to get him on the phone. And when he found out that it was Mom on the phone, he ran out the back door as she was coming in the front door to find him. But she was right in jumping to conclusions.
I was going to say, that one sounded like she was right.
Yeah. She was right in that one, but she would jump to conclusions. He would come home and she'd say, you've been drinking, Joe. No, I haven't. Yes, he had.
Meanwhile, in suburban Maryland.
Yeah, what was going on in Maryland?
I just thought you unlocked a memory. My mom went off on a McDonald's employee for not getting my sister's Happy Meal when it was my mom who did not order it in the first place.
Oh, my
gosh. She went in waving her receipt.
No, she did not.
And they're like, ma'am, it's not on here. You didn't. Well, I ordered it. Well, you didn't pay for it. Well, I ordered. Oh, it's not. Then she's like, can I get a Happy Meal? and then the worst part is, this is the worst part. This is why I have so much anxiety. You think if you were that embarrassed and you did something wrong, you would leave. No, my mom proceeded to sit down and we had the meal in the restaurant.
Oh my God. I would have hated that.
I would have been so embarrassed if my mom had done that.
Just glaring. If you'd like to put yourself in this conversation of you, a family member, they went off like, and I didn't get this and this and that, but it was their mistake.
Yeah.
Their mistake. And then anyway, blah, blah, blah. Or did they sulk and walk out? How do they handle it?
It's so funny how different people handle that particular situation.
They do. What was their, my bad, I was wrong moment? If they admitted it, or they, my mom just sat in the restaurant.
Kincaid and Dallas.
Dichotomy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big word dichotomy. You just tossed out there.
It's a weird word, right, Gary? Isn't it like a DH word? Garrett?
Well, try it.
I think it's D-I-C-H-O-T-O-M-Y.
Yeah, that's that's what I was going to say.
Now you do it.
He just had Garrett spell it for him.
Yeah.
Nope. See,
it cheated.
No. That is how smart I am.
Yeah.
That when is you're it? Unsure, ask somebody, hey, isn't that the word? See? Welcome.
Kincaid.
Welcome. Kincaid and Dallas. It's Kincaid and Dallas. Good morning and welcome to our show. We're talking about a time that you were so wrong. You went off, but you were wrong because you jumped to conclusions. Hi, Josh. Welcome.
What's up?
What were you wrong about?
So, Arby's.
Arby's? What happened?
Hey, man, we've all been there.
What?
So, first off, fast food, like, they get my food wrong almost every time. It's like, my wife hardly even lets me order anymore because they're going to get something wrong. But, so I went up there a couple nights ago, and I ordered number two, which in my mind is a beef and cheddar, you know? I get home and it's like a regular roast beef sandwich.
Nothing on it.
No cheddar, no sauce.
Oh, no.
Nothing. So I go off about it to my wife. And I was like, you know what? I'm going back up there. I'm getting what I ordered this time. And I go up there. I go in calm and I tell the lady, hey, I ordered a beef and cheddar and I got a regular roast beef. She said, no problem. We'll make you another one. Just go ahead and keep that one. So I'm standing there and I just happen to look up at the menu while I'm standing there and a beef and cheddar is number one.
And a number two was a regular roast beef?
Right. And a number two was a regular roast beef. I ended up with a free sandwich, a very guilty free sandwich.
Yeah, you didn't say anything. It's like, no, they don't care. Just let me take this. But you learned and you're never going to do it again.
Yeah, I just stood there quietly.
I bet you did, with your tail tucked between your legs.
Did you go home and tell your wife?
Probably about 15 or 20 minutes after I ate those sandwiches. Yep.
Smart.
Well, at least you owned up to it, you know?
This makes me feel great, Josh. Something I would do. I love you for this, man. Have a wonderful day. This is how it all begins. Preston, welcome to the show. You made a mistake.
I actually did make a mistake.
I'm a truck driver now, but I used to drive for iPhone.
Okay.
And we put in batteries, do the free installation if you buy it and everything. And this lady had me put in her battery. So I put in her battery. She drove away. She came back. And she says that's the same battery. She started flipping out on me. She was claiming that's the same battery. I never changed it. And she was threatening to call corporate. And I said, just go out there. There's a date on the battery. And that shows I did put in the right battery. And she's cussing me out. She goes out there, looks at it, and just gets in her car and moves.
She doesn't even apologize.
Wow.
What would make her think that it was the same battery?
I have no clue, but there's little like round stickers on the batteries that show what the date of when they were put in.
Preston, please don't be mad at me. I really thought this story was going to end with, well, come to find out, I did put that same battery back in her phone and realized that new one was sitting on the bench. Yeah.
I mean, that has happened.
Oh, good. See, that's why it probably happened to her in the past, which is why she questioned it. Preston, thank you for the call. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, man. This message, Dallas, you saw earlier that came in.
Well, before I get to that one, this one says, my goodness, this is what somebody likes to say. They say, my goodness, did you pull something jumping to that conclusion?
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Car got booted and for a parking in a paid lot that I'd made a reservation for.
Oh.
I called the parking people, just raised Cain until I realized I had made my reservation for the wrong day.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's the worst.
Another message here. I worked for a whitewater rafting center as a receptionist.
Cool.
We would routinely have guests come to our location saying they had a reservation when they had booked with a different company of the same river. So same river, different company. They would blame and yell at us and got mad that they couldn't have a spot because we were all booked. Imagine dealing with that every weekend.
Yeah. People,
right river, wrong company.
Yeah.
So frustrating.
Don't remember. Thank you for all the messages. That was fun.
That was fun.
So this is good. Listen, Divided America. You might need to change the station. Listen to something else. I don't know.
Wait,
if you can
wait,
take
talk
this.
About this. Sorry.
Okay. No, you're excited.
I'm just passionate.
Do you think we're gonna be passionate about this too? Okay, do you think that we're going to be divided as a show?
I do think we will.
Yes, I do. I think we're all going to have separate answers.
Really? All four of us?
Yes.
I think Amanda and mine might be the same.
All right.
I don't think so.
We will get to this next.
You know what it is, but
we'll see if we'll be divided.
Kincaid and Dallas.
Morning.
What is the best vessel for a breakfast sandwich? People were asked. Dallas, what did you say it was?
I want to know what Amanda's is.
I personally think that out of all the bread options, the best one for a breakfast sandwich is an English muffin.
Really?
Yes.
This is my favorite.
Wow.
Croissant.
A croissant. Oh.
Yes.
Interesting.
That is my favorite. English muffin would be my second.
I think English muffin has the correct proportions.
They just hold
and
up
they hold
so
it.
Well,
yeah.
No matter what you put in the present, an English muffin is
Garrett,
the best.
What did you think?
So it's not a bagel because I think they're too chewy for a sandwich. I think the often overlooked brioche bun is the best breakfast food option.
Wrong. Yeah.
No.
Not down with that.
You want to know? Wrong. Well, I'm actually right.
Those who were surveyed, much like Amanda, said English muffin. That got 26% of the vote, followed by my favorite, the bagel at 23. Mm-hmm. Toast at 21. Nothing soaked through. That's not good. Croissant at $20.
Yeah.
And a simple roll only got 10%.
Mm-hmm. I have two things I want to say. English muffin's number one. A bagel, number two for me, because y'all know I love a bagel.
I love a bagel sandwich. But I don't like a bagel sandwich.
Oh, I like a bagel sandwich.
I'm like Garrett. It's too hard to bite into. Yeah.
Number two of what I had to say. I was going to post this on Facebook, but I'm adding one into this conversation on Facebook that's not on this list.
A vessel?
And
what
it's
vessel?
A biscuit. I'm surprised biscuit is not on this list.
How is it not?
Very popular.
Biscuit would be number one in my world.
Really?
It would be, but I will say this. Please hold my hands. I need prayer, please. Please, McDonald's, please. There was this item that you took away years ago, and it's only brought back in certain markets. This was a breakfast sandwich on a bagel that contains steak, egg,
I said this to Garrett the other day. I think they did bring it back.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I think they did because I said it to Garrett the other day. I asked if he had ever tried it.
I know what you're going
to
say. Your mic's off now. No, I can't wait. I'm kidding. No, I know that I don't need it, but on a cheat day,
no.
I would like, yes.
No.
I had a steak
McDonald's
biscuit.
McDonald's is not in your cheat days right now.
Like a year and a half ago, they had it.
Yeah.
I think they do. I think it's at certain ones, but they've definitely brought it back.
Gosh. Check the one down the street from here because that's where I got one.
I will.
What kind of steak?
It was like
A slice of sirloin?
No, it's got like the
slice of New York strip.
Is it like a sausage patty but steak?
It's like that, you know, when you have a cheesesteak kind of steak. It's like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's so good.
Oh, so it's like shredded steak.
So good.
Mine was not. Mine was different.
Yours was like a patty.
Yeah, it was just like a steak.
Interesting, a steak patty
medallion,
like a steak sandwich.
Like a steak burger.
Honey, our one of our favorite biscuit places, Martin's, has a steak biscuit that people like rave over.
It's good.
I would like to try that.
Yeah.
Remember what happened last time you tried to get food from there?
Well, you know, my Martin's, the one near me, burned down.
Yeah.
So they've demolished it. They have not built it back yet. So then I had to go to the next one, and then they didn't have the biscuits ready.
They had no biscuits.
I wonder if Flying Biscuit has steak biscuits, or is it do like chicken?
I didn't see one. I didn't see one on the menu.
Oh, you looked. He's already checked.
I memorized that menu. We love Flying Biscuit.
Oh, my God.
It's awful how well I know that menu. Seriously. Wow.
There's just something so good about the way cheese melts on a croissant. Oh, my Lord.
You're right. They don't.
I'm just happy that no one got mad at me in this conversation for referring to the bread as a vessel, because it truly is.
A vessel.
It's basically, it's there to contain whatever breakfast meat or options you'd
like. Yeah, exactly.
So, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, you don't want me to spell vessel. I can spell vessel.
Can you?
Do it.
Spell it.
V-E-S-S-L-E?
No.
No.
E-L?
Yeah.
Okay. No.
So you can't spell it.
That was funny.
Where am I?
Kincaid and Dallas.
When you see something ridiculous being sold, you got to stop saying out loud, who would ever buy this? It's a joke. And then it sells out. It will sell out. For instance, had this in, but wait, there's more, about a month and a half ago. Remember the jeans that looked like someone had wet their pants in?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're sold out. And remember they were $800?
Yep.
They're $800 to have jeans that look like they were just peed in.
That right there is more money than sense.
You know what's interesting about these clothing items that do this, or like the purses or the shirts or the dress, and they're always something stupid like this where, it looks like you peed on it. And the articles always come out and say it's sold out. I'm imagining the person who is buying these are like really wealthy influencers, but I never ever see TikToks or Instagrams of people in these outfits.
No. True, you're right.
Nobody ever wears them.
Yeah. Never. And so why are they buying them?
My thing is, I think they were only three pair.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's like,
that's what I mean.
So
it's
like, sold out.
That's why they're sold out, you're
exactly,
right.
Exactly, because there's only three pair. Yes.
If there's thousands of pairs of this $800, you would have seen a celebrity in them.
Yeah.
You would have seen it.
Right.
Your favorite influencer in them. You would have seen a post about them.
At least
one person making a video.
It's like a joke.
I got the pee jeans and then trying them on as a joke.
You never see those videos. So
never.
I don't think that I think you're right.
What were we talking about last week? And we said we never see anybody in that. And then we had someone that texted and said, I get
that. The bathing suit.
Yeah. Was it the bathing suit?
It was the red bathing suit.
Right, that we said nobody had ever gotten
and
it.
And of the thousands of people that hear us every day, one person texted in and said, I did get that.
I think you're right. I do think there's only
I think there's only two or three pair.
Do you remember years ago, and we never got the order?
Yep.
Maybe that wasn't real either.
The leggings.
Remember the leggings
that made your butt look good.
They made your butt look perfect, and we ordered four of them.
Yep. I ordered everybody a pair.
Dallas
spent
the money.
And they never showed up.
Did you get your money back?
I don't even think they ever charged me, to be honest.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
But I did order. I placed the order, but they never showed
interesting.
Up.
Dallas, maybe they're still in your checkout cart.
You know what? Maybe they
you actually didn't place the order.
Go click order real quick.
It's like what we were talking about in your ranting.
There's nothing in the cart.
You never bought them. See if they're available now. But yeah, I like your theory that they only made three of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And
there
listen,
has to be.
I'm going to sound like BuzzFeed. Here's how you get to look at home. If you take vegetable oil and you just do the same thing, like create that area.
Yeah.
And it'll look like that. It'll always look like the pants have been.
I don't know about y'all, but I don't want my pants to look like I've wet them.
No, why would I want that?
I don't know.
It'll be really authentic. You could just pee your jeans.
Apparently three people did.
$800. That would smell.
Outside of formal wear, please, I need your honesty. Don't lie to me. What is the most you ever paid where you were almost embarrassed? It looked like it should have cost so much less. Be like, the shirt, I love it. I got to spend $200 on the shirt. What's the most you ever spent on a single item of clothing?
I spent $350 on a dress one time.
Okay, that's a dress. All right.
Yeah, but it looked
Was it for an event?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a different scenario, right? Like you should spend.
Yeah, for a formal event.
Well, no. It was not formal.
Oh.
It was just
informal.
It was very casual.
Yeah.
The dress looked like it could have been worth $20.
Okay.
But I bought the place that I bought it at, it was the price was just jacked up beyond Garrett? Belief, and I ended up buying it.
Are we counting shoes? Does that count?
Yeah, footwear's wild.
Oh,
go ahead.
Footwear, and I got a whole nother, that's a whole nother level for me.
Like, hold on, Garrett, did you spend rent on shoes?
No.
Okay.
No, I was going to say like $120 max.
Normal?
Yeah.
All right, but still, that seems like a lot of money.
That feels like the most I've spent on jeans, a Madewell jeans or something, though.
Yeah.
They're very pricey, but I don't tend to spend a lot of money on clothes like that because I just feel disgusted.
Yeah,
unless it is like my wedding dress or
a special occasion.
Right.
Yeah. Like I've spent like $300 on a suit before, but I don't think that counts.
No, but like an everyday wear.
Yeah.
No.
Somebody tricked me years ago at a JCPenney. I saw a Hawaiian shirt. It was in the discount rack next to a bunch of other shirts that should have been $11. And so I went and checked out, got a couple of the $11 shirts, and then this one, which didn't fit like it didn't look like the others.
Was it like name brand Tommy Bahama?
Yes, it was, Garrett, which is why I was very surprised. And so, boop, $11. Boop, $11. Boop, $220.
Did you say no thank you, or did you feel too awkward and you bought it?
He felt too awkward and he bought it, I guarantee you.
100%.
He would never say, I don't want that. I'm going to put it back.
No, it turned out like this. I'm sorry. Is there a malfunction in the LCD screen? Did that say 220 or is that 22? Oh, sir, that was 220. Oh.
And you bought it? Oh, my God.
You bought a $200 Hawaiian shirt?
I told myself.
That's half the price of a ticket to Hawaii.
I said, yes. I said, I will bring this back and talk to a different lady. Narrator.
You did it.
You never brought it back.
But he never brought it back.
Do you still have it?
It's in my closet.
Bring it tomorrow.
Do you still wear it?
Or post a photo of it. I want to see it.
I'll bring it. I'll post a photo.
Well, don't just bring it. Wear it.
Can you fit into it?
Not yet. I'm trying. Every day I'm trying.
Why am I talking? That's why you're doing it. That's why you're losing all the weight for Tommy Bahama.
I didn't want to say it. Listen, none of it has to do with Dallas or Wayne Wednesday.
It's all about the shirt.
I want to wear the $200 shirt. Busted. You got me.
Oh, my gosh.
Kincaid and Dallas in the morning. New Country 101.5.
I glanced at this morning, and we get so passionate about, Amanda does this a lot, where you're having a day, you're like, I need to see a movie that's going to make me feel things, that makes me just feel comforted.
A movie
that you love. Maybe this is like a movie you remember watching with your parents when you were a kid, and it just kind of makes you feel good when you've had a bad day. You can always count on this movie.
Yeah, I wouldn't say they're always childhood movies. They could just be movies that you really like. You have seen them enough that you don't fully have to pay attention. But
they just give you that special feeling.
Yeah.
Bring back some great memories. I love that.
People were sharing with Entertainment Weekly what these are. And I'm going through, and you're going to get mad at me because I haven't seen a lot of these. A Goofy movie back from 95.
Great movie.
Off-air Marcus with his hands in the air. Great for radio. Aladdin. I saw that movie. That was good. Beauty and the Beast. I saw that from back in 91. That's a good movie. Lion King. Portions of that movie I've seen.
How have you not seen the Lion King?
Sorry, Garrett.
Wait, portions?
What do you mean? What happened?
I saw the one here. This is the part of the movie I saw.
Do you have a bathroom emergency?
No, I don't know. I just never, I caught it halfway through.
That was my favorite Disney movie as a kid.
I love The Lion King.
This is the part
King.
I saw.
Awesome.
Dad!
That's the part worst
I saw.
Part.
I know, jeez. That was the part I saw. Maybe that's why I didn't see any more of that movie. That was the part. And Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
I love that movie.
What a great movie.
Yeah.
It's such a great movie. Good. Jessica Rabbit.
She's not bad. She's just drawn that way.
Yes. Exactly.
No, remember, my mom, Cheryl, single parent, okay? I talked about this, the same 8 VHS movies in rotation every day after school because we didn't have cable growing up. We couldn't afford it. So we had, please do me a favor, Garrett, will you look up the synopsis of this movie? All of these are movies that my mom got for like a dollar at the flea market that were not meant for children. Please,
oh God.
I need you to look up, okay? Easy Money.
Easy Money. Who's in it?
Joe Pesci.
Oh, okay.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, Rodney's in it.
A Joe Pesci movie, I can tell you right now, wasn't appropriate for kids.
Absolutely not.
Okay, I've got the plot synopsis.
Please.
What can you read? It's like a long thing here.
Oh,
okay.
Is there like, okay.
Monty Capuletti is a hard living, heavy drinking, pot smoking, gambling, family man.
There you go.
Okay.
Now, please, John Candy, Summer Rental. That was another VHS one.
That was a funny movie.
Let me Google that one.
Yeah. This is, again, these are the movies that I think back, I think of childhood when I think of these movies.
Here we go. Summer Rental, 1985.
Yep.
Oh, directed by Carl Reiner.
Yep.
An overworked air traffic controller named Jack Chester is given 5 weeks paid leave as an alternative to being fired after nearly causing a mid-air collision on the job and having an outburst over what turned out to be a fly covering a radar
blip. It's a really good movie.
Mm.
Oh. Okay. That might be okay. Garrett, Beaches. Bette Midler, Beaches. Lord.
That's the saddest movie.
I know, but this is one of my mom's movies.
Y'all just watch these over and over?
My mom wasn't home. She was at work.
So you don't really have a comfort movie then?
No.
No, these are my comfort movies.
Really?
All of these are my comfort movies, Amanda. Okay. That's why I'm talking about them.
You would watch them today?
Beaches from 1988.
Yes, what's this about?
Cece Bloom, a New York actress and singer, receives a note during a concert rehearsal in L.A. and hurriedly leaves to be with her friend Hillary Whitney, who is a San Francisco heiress and lawyer. She drives overnight and reflects on their lifelong friendship. They met in 1958 under the boardwalk in Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on here.
Yeah.
You tell me what's going on.
Yeah, well, there is a lot.
Friend, though, she's going to die. Dying.
She's sick. Yeah. She dies.
Yeah.
She has to take her kid.
Yep.
Does Bette Midler know that when she gets the note?
No, she didn't know until she gets there, I think. Okay. Yeah, it's so depressing.
I'm just going to say this.
Was this pre or post Hocus Pocus for Bette Midler?
Pre. This was 88.
One of the best moments of my life, I got to talk to Bette Midler one time. I said to her, I said, she was incredible. I've never heard anything bad about her.
Oh,
I want to thank you. I said, one of the movies we watched every day after school was Beaches. And she said, why?
Yeah.
Why? Where were your parents? Not home. Mom was working. Mom was working.
Well, you know mine too.
Sweet Home Alabama and Top Gun.
Well, I love Sweet Home Alabama, but going back to my childhood, and you know, I'm older than all of you guys.
You're 28.
Is Urban Cowboy and Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's the reason I walked down the aisle to Stand By Me by Mickey Gilley. So.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. Urban Cowboy, my top. Oh, my God. When I watched that movie, it just takes me back.
I thank you for liking all my movies, Dallas.
Oh, I love John Travolta.
I know you do, and I love you too.
Oh.
If I told you, Dallas, right now, I said, listen to me, Dallas. I want you to annul your marriage to Scott and get with me. What would you do?
You're old now.
Yeah, have you seen him lately?
Yeah.
With the goatee?
No, I haven't seen him. What do I look like?
I need the hair. I need the hair that was in Urban Cowboy and Saturday Night Fever.
I got it in the closet.
Can you still move like that? Because if you can move like that, we can talk.
Slowly.
Oh, Lord. You're out.
But wait, there's more. Kincaid and Dallas podcast.
A 101-year-old woman keeps being mistaken for a baby by United Airlines.
What?
You're mistaken for a baby.
What?
They think that you're one. We only know her, Dallas, as Patricia, but when she's taken recent flights, the American computer system can't calculate back to 1922.
Oh my gosh.
It doesn't know how.
Oh. It was too long ago.
It's so long ago, so it defaults to 2022.
So she's 2 years old?
Yeah, she's two now on multiple occasions. The airline was expecting a one-year-old, and they saw this woman who's a centurion. And she explained, my daughter made the reservation online for the ticket, and the computer at the airport thought my birth date was 2022, not 1922. The same thing happened last year. They were also expecting a baby and not me. The airline staff did not arrange for her wheelchair assistance, which made things difficult for her daughter. She added, I would like them to fix the computer as my poor daughter had to carry all of our luggage and apparel from one gate to another.
That stinks.
So it's become a problem. It's almost like a Y2K issue for her.
Yeah,
that's so sad.
This might be a silly question. Can you not ask for a wheelchair once you're at the airport?
That's a good question.
For you to reserve it on your reservation.
Well, I feel like in that situation, I'd be like, hey, this is a mess up. Yeah. Can I please get a wheelchair?
She should have been able to tell someone and got help.
That's sad.
That is very sad.
But wait, there's more Dallas.
All right, if you live in Roswell, Georgia, just pound your chest this morning. You live in Alpharetta.
I am literally on the border.
I don't care.
I pay Roswell taxes.
I don't care. You have an Alpharetta address. I don't. It's just like me. I live in Paulding County, but I have a Temple address, but I'm closer to Dallas.
Remember when we talked to both mayors and neither of them wanted to claim me?
I know. Well, see, there you go. Lights, camera, action. Roswell, Georgia, not just a popular place for movie makers, but also for residents who want to live happily ever after, because the sought-after Atlanta suburb is one of the best places to live in the United States.
Wow.
They made the top 100 in Roswell.
Wow. Way to go, Roswell.
Yep. I mean, they just have so many festivals, so many cool things that go on. They got great restaurants. They got it going on downtown.
Downtown Roswell
Downtown Roswell is
very fun.
Yeah. Go to the DTR. That's downtown Roswell.
Okay.
Yeah. Amanda.
A Pennsylvania priest is facing criminal charges because he stole thousands of dollars of church funds to play Candy Crush.
Seriously?
Not just Candy Crush, virtual slot machines, Mario Kart, Pokemon Go. He spent over $214,000 on his Apple ID, and about $44,000 was charged to a credit card associated with the parish. I would like you to know that the slot machine apps that he was playing are called Cash Frenzy, Willy Wonka Vegas Casino Slots, and Wizard of Oz Slot Machine Game, and he doesn't win any real money from those games.
But he's spending real money to play them.
Yes.
So it's just a waste.
Yeah. You have to spend your money, and you don't win real money from it.
Definitely not the brightest bulb.
No, just get cash and burn it next time.
Right. Yeah, really. Or give it to us.
Yeah.
I'll burn it for you.
Why wouldn't he just go play like the regular lottery?
Right.
You know what I mean?
I don't know.
He did try to pay some of it back. He paid over $10,000 towards the credit card balance. So he tried, I guess, but he's charged with theft by unlawful taking, failing to make required disposition of funds, and accessing a device he was unauthorized to. You just can't steal from the church like that.
No, I don't like it when you do that.
No,
God, steal a different way.
But wait, there's more.
We got to get this dude a bumper sticker that says Snoop Dogg is my co-pilot, because he was, and it got him in big trouble. He's from California, and he was busted trying to cheat the carpool lane with a mannequin that looked a lot like Snoop Dogg sitting in his passenger seat. This was last Wednesday when he got pulled over, and the police officers who stopped him, the California Highway Patrol, they posted a picture on their Instagram, so you can go check that out. It's very funny. I mean, it's a mannequin, and it looks like he's put a hoodie on him and a rubber Snoop Dogg Halloween mask with some sunglasses on top. So at first glance, it kind of looks like a real guy sitting in his passenger seat.
Thank you from the movie Mannequin.
Thank you for Starship.
I thought I was going to play Snoop. No,
I want some gin and juice.
It doesn't say how much he's getting fined, but he has been cited with multiple carpool lane violations.
I can't be mad at this guy. He tried.
No, and he gets like super points for creativity. Yep. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
But wait, that's all.
Thank you, Garrett. Hey, if you own a local small business, be listening. We want to help you out with something here in a couple minutes.
Kincaid and Dallas. Good morning. Podcast replay.
So Dallas sent me a message over the weekend. You, myself, and our boss, Mike Moore, pointing out, I didn't know. And you think this thing, typically, you think a small business Saturday happening around Christmas. And I love small businesses because there are these places. This is the heart and soul of America. Local people, a business. Maybe it's family run, been in the family for generations. But
I love that.
A lot of us, you know, it's sad, but a lot of us, we live in a place forever and had no idea this place was ever there.
Yeah.
Because we tend to go to our big box stores and we just don't know. And yet we miss a lot of these small businesses and all the cool things they have to offer.
Well, Atlanta was recently ranked as one of the top cities for startups.
Oh.
And this week is National Small Business Week.
Cool.
I love a small business.
Oh, Lord, me too. I love to shop local. Love me some boutiques. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Local restaurants.
Yes.
So I was thinking, why not give you the chance to call here? You'll get 15 seconds. And in that 15 seconds, do your best job at selling your small business. For instance, okay? Say I'm Kincaid and I'm selling used Hawaiian shirts out of my closet, okay? All right.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. How are you going to do this?
Hi, it's Kincaid. If you're looking for the finest selection of gently used Hawaiian shirts that were bought at a store and embarrassingly never returned because that owner didn't realize he had paid $220 for a shirt that should have been $11. Use better word economy.
Exactly.
You'll get 15 seconds.
Here's something to think about when you call us. just give us the name of your business, but make it so inviting and make it sound so good that we want to Google it and find out where you're located.
And not have to buzz you out so you get 15 seconds.
Make the name use of your business and what are you? Are you a restaurant? Are you a boutique?
Right.
Do you sell used Hawaiian shirts?
Yes. Make it quality. Don't worry about quantity. Yeah. Make it quality.
Smart Dallas. 404-741-1015. You want to shout out your small business. Okay. Let's go ahead and
phone's ringing.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
Good morning. We're doing it live. Good morning. You're live on the radio. Who is this? Turn your radio down.
Can you turn your radio down, please?
Turn your radio down, please. Good morning.
Yeah.
Hi, small business owner. You get 15 seconds. Go ahead and sell us your small business. Ready and go.
I'm a local from Peachtree City, Georgia. I have three restaurants, The Curious Pig, Curious Kitchen and Bar, and Curious Cantina. Employ local people and have fresh food, no freezers, no microwaves, all good stuff. Come check me out.
There it is. Good job, man. Yeah. You've done this before. Appreciate you.
That's a great pitch.
I'm curious. Yes, me too. Yes.
Thank you very much.
See, great.
That's what we're doing. Hooking up small businesses. Oh, hung up. I'm sorry.
But not you.
Not you, though. Sorry. Good morning. You're live on the radio. Who's this?
Hey, this is Nathan Rao.
All right. Nathan, good morning. We are calling this tentatively right now. We're calling this the Small Business 15-Second Buzzer Beater. 15 seconds. Please talk about your business and go.
Oh, God, small business. I own Affordable Ductless. It is a small local heating and air conditioning supply house in Jasper, Georgia.
All right.
What's your website?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, no!
So long.
Well, this is hard.
Just Google that if you're in Jasper.
Please. Yeah. Good morning. It's the Small Business 15-Second Buzzer Beater. Who's this?
Hi, yes. This is Gabriella.
Gabriella, tell us about your small business.
We are called Swanee Clay Works. We do ceramic classes, hand builds, workshops, paint your ceramics, all that great stuff.
Cool. Oh, I love that. Fun. Where are you located?
We are in Swanee.
All right.
There it is. Okay, wow. Perfect. There.
Oh, my gosh. I love ceramics.
Thank you. Oh, wow. We love you.
We love you. We love you. Sorry.
Amanda's about to give her phone number out on the air because she made a new friend. This is fun. Yeah. Small business buzzer beater. Good morning. You're live on the radio. Who's this?
John Whitley with Level Best Billiards.
All right, man. 15 seconds. Go for it.
Hey, if anybody's out there looking for pool tables or game room equipment, come out to Level Best Billiards in Loganville, Georgia, 2887 Highway 78, Loganville. Phone number 770-598-0550. We'd love to have you.
Good job. Solid.
Yeah.
Okay, this is so funny because
I love it.
When the lady called in for the classes, Amanda, Garrett and I locked eyes in our game room.
One more.
This is fun. It's New Country 101.5. Good morning. Helping small businesses out this week.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. Ready? Go.
All right. Says Dallas, triangulated her location. Would I ever run into her at Rose's store?
There's a strong possibility, yes.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
They listen to us at Rose's store.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, Dallas, you do the commercial. What do they sell at Rose's store?
Rose's store has everything. You can get your lottery tickets, fill your car up, get your snacks, whatever you need, some cold beer.
What can't I get there?
Thank you.
Wow. Hey, real quick. Are we going to do this every day this week?
Yes.
I think we should.
Yes.
This is so fun.
Same time.
While we're at it, my brothers are business owners. Can I give them a shout out?
No, they're family.
Okay.
No, go ahead, Garrett.
15 seconds. 15 seconds, Garrett.
My brothers own Loud Industries, and they hand make rifle slings. My older brother is a veteran. He served in Afghanistan, and he was like, all the standard issue stuff that they give is crap. So when he came home, he was like, well, I want to make like quality equipment for veterans.
Thank you.
Very good.
Yep.
What about Jeremy? He doesn't like onions.
Well, he's there too.
Oh. So hey, listen, when you go there, pay Jeremy Loudon in onions.
Oh my God, he would hate you.
Onions.
And mashed potatoes. He loves those too.
Oh no.
Kincaid and Dallas.
All right. This is this correspondent from ABC News.
Okay.
I'm only playing it because I know you're still suffering and nothing you've tried so far has minimized the effects of the allergies. This season's been brutal
for
so many people.
It started so early this year. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, this is Dr. Sutton. Let's see if you have done any of these things. I'll stop after each one. Here we go.
Like number one, air purifiers. Those HEPA filters, those high-efficiency particulate air filters, you want to change them. Especially if you're about to start your air conditioner, you want to change your filter on your air conditioner.
Have you done that?
Yep. That feels like common sense.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep, I've done that.
I don't know if you do that.
Do that every year.
What? Did it every year?
I do it every year, okay. Yeah.
There's more.
Keeping your windows closed.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I gotta go back.
Yeah, we know what he said. Yeah.
Keeping your windows closed during windy days or when there's a lot of yard work outside. And if you're going to reach for nasal products, for example, nasal steroids or nasal irrigation, nasal washes, you want to reach for nasal steroids and avoid or limit nasal decongestants.
Yep.
Get a neti pot.
Scott gets so upset because he loves to open windows. And I'm like,
Me too.
Listen, I love the windows open too, but I won't be able to go to work in the morning because I will have no voice whatsoever.
I do it to myself because we got such good windows.
Yeah.
Them babies are open.
Yeah, I love it, but it just doesn't work for me.
Any more tips here for allergies?
Paying attention to the box. And then,
talking to
your doctor because you might be a candidate for other treatments.
Oh, thanks. Okay, well,
listen, I've got
Garrett.
I've got everything. You name it, I've got it. I've got over-the-counter meds. I got prescription meds.
You got some with you?
Probably.
Mm. Maybe some pressure ones.
Garrett.
Okay.
Yeah, huh.
Garrett, my friend.
What?
You know, I appreciate you so very much.
What do you want?
And you're a good friend. Garrett, when was the last time? What year was it? Who was president? When you went, this is not a, I'm sick and I have to see a doctor. I'm miserable. I'm here for a preventative checkup. When did that happen? Garrett.
Did you play sports in high school? Probably then.
It was before I ran cross country freshman year of high school.
I need a year.
2009, I think. Maybe 2010.
Good Lord.
Yeah, it's been a while.
15 years, Garrett.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't need a checkup. I'm fine.
Yeah?
All right. Yeah.
You got all my booster shots.
The COVID man.
I've had it twice.
Yeah.
I'm not the COVID man. That's Lucas. He's had it like 20 times.
Hey, it's producer Amanda, and the show never ends. See all the behind-the-scenes videos and pics by jumping on KincaidandDallas.com.
I learned so much today. One of my favorite things we did this morning, and Dallas, thank you for getting that email and forwarding that to us, and we were able to do this. The small business 15-second buzzer beater that we did at 9:06, that we'll do again tomorrow morning at 9:06.
That was so much fun.
To be able to talk to very passionate small business owners from around Georgia and hear what their business is all about.
It's awesome.
And they were respectful of the time.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Who doesn't love finding a new small business?
Absolutely.
There's a pool table place that Garrett and I were drooling over. There's a lady that had called
in. She does like ceramics.
Yes.
The guy with the restaurants.
Love that. Yeah, we need to talk to him because we want to come see you.
Yeah, we looked up your menu and it looks good.
Really good.
Hey, man, he was in Peachtree City?
Yes.
Is that right?
Peachtree City.
We were looking at your lobster roll. And
he has
really good.
He had three different restaurants.
Yeah. They were curious.
Curious.
Yes. We're very curious about your curious.
Yeah, we'll be there. And that's what I learned today, Dallas.
I learned that there were two babies born in Alabama at the same hospital, and somebody named their son Johnny Cash, and some lady named her daughter June Carter.
What are the odds?
I know.
They had to have coordinated
it's
that.
So
that's what I thought.
Crazy.
I thought it was a conspiracy.
I learned.
A conspiracy? What? No. I learned that Kincaid's comfort movie is Beaches with Bette Midler.
It's one of them. My mom bought 9 different VHS movies at the flea market. At Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, when that was a thing back in the day, they used to have flea markets twice a week. And my mom went there and I got some movies for you to watch while I'm at work. That's what she said to us. And then that was one of them. And then movies that Easy Money, which would never should have been seen by children. And all these other movies that were just not for kids' eyes that I watched. And those are now my comfort movies.
And now we know why you are the way you are.
A mess.
Oh, that's just a tip of the iceberg, Garrett.
Well, y'all know that when I was 3, I tripped and fell into a marble coffee table. First.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you? You still have a scar somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yes. And
sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. That's all good.
Today I learned about the life-saving power of hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
He was going to go to the gas station, buy some hot dogs. And while he was out, his house was destroyed by a tornado.
It's crazy. You never know.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Hello, Saver. Whether you're saving for that trip to the tropics or saving for an emergency, now is the time to take advantage of Wells Fargo's savings options.
Wells Fargo offers savings accounts that can help you save towards your goals. So, what are you saving for? Visit a Wells Fargo branch or wellsfargo.com/save to open a savings account today.
Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.